Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The shortstop, UL Washington. Batting third. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Willie Akins. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Steve Hammond. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Wathan. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Greg Pryor. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Larry Gura. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The center fielder, Glenn Wilson. Batting third. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The DH, John Walkenfuss. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Enos Cabell. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dan Petrie. And now, play ball. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cabell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wilson for the out. One out. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington bunts towards the mound. Petrie fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson strikes out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Hammond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hammond hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Petrie fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. John Wathan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes White. The throw from Parrish and he is safe. White steals second. John Wathan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathan takes first base on ball four. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss strikes out. Two outs. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell hits a line drive into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae takes first base on ball 4. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McRae. The throw from Parrish and he is out, Whitaker applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a pop-up towards third. Pryor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins takes first base on ball 4. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell bunts towards the mound. Gura fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brookins moves to second. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitaker hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brookins moves to third. Two outs. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4. With the score, the Royals nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0 for 1 in the game. Akins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Hammond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hammond is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hammond hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Herndon. Hammond reaches second base with a double. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 1 in the game. Herndon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish hits a pop-up towards first. Akins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gura fires to first and has Herndon trapped. There's the throw to Washington who tags Herndon for the out. Two outs. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0 for 1 in the game. Joaquin Fuss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Enos Cabal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabal is 0 for 1 in the game. Cabal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Way then bunts towards the mound. Petrie fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0 for 1 in the game. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Petrie fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Brookins hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Way then scoops up the ball and tags Brookins for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitaker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McRae hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McRae. The throw from Parrish and he is safe. McRae steals second. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 2 in the game. Otis strikes out. Two outs. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0 for 2 in the game. Akins is walked intentionally. Steve Hammond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hammond is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Hammond hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Herndon hits a line drive into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. Parrish hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wilson moves to third. John Joaquin Fuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joaquin Fuss is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Joaquin Fuss hits a pop-up towards third. Pryor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Enos Cabal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabal is 0 for 2 in the game. Cabal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gura fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Way then hits a pop-up towards first. Cabal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0 for 2 in the game. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Aiken scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lemon for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Trammell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 3 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first, with Petrie covering, for the out. One out. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a line drive into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 3 in the game. Whitaker strikes out. One out. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Herndon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 3 in the game. Otis strikes out. One out. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Akins strikes out. Two outs. Steve Hammond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hammond is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hammond hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 3 in the game. White takes first base on ball four. Hammond moves to second. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Way then takes first base on ball 4. Hammond moves to third. White moves to second. Dave Tobik now pitching. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0 for 3 in the game. Pryor takes first base on ball 4. Hammond scores. White moves to third. Way then moves to second. It's 1-0, Royals. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 4 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers 0. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wackenfuss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Howard Johnson pinch runs for John Wackenfuss. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0 for 3 in the game. Cabell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 3 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gura fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 1, and Detroit Tigers, 0. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.